as true believers won the lost, and multitudes were born again. The early Christians scattered all the world, they preached the gospel fearlessly. Though some were martyred unto lions all, they marched along in victory.
Aloud, hallelujah.
Let's rise up on our feet, please. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this with a louder voice than anyone around you. Say, tormenting authorities. assigned against my life. You are a liar. Damn! In the name of Jesus, deal with the tormenting authorities assigned against your life. Pasepe la kaya boshenta. Manakandara bosopo la kaya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab somebody by the right hand and speak violently to the life of that person. Say, my friend, receive the overcoming anointing. In the name of Jesus, prophesy to the life of your friend. Tell him to receive it. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab another person's hand. Say, my friend, laugh last over your enemies. In the name of Jesus, speak to the life of your friend. Command him to laugh last over his enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab the hand of the third person. Say, the God that answered by fire shall fight for you now. In the name of Jesus, the God that answered by fire shall fight for you now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, friend. Thank you, friend. Now, with your two hands raised up, you now pray the prayer of Moses, one of the most powerful prayers in the Bible. Anytime Moses opened his mouth and said, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered, it's a cry to move to the next level. As many people as want to move to the next level, they will pray this loud and clear. O God, arise! And mesmerize my enemies. Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. If you are moving to the next level, those who are moving to the next, oh God, arise! Mesmerize my enemies. Mesmerize them. Mesmerize them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, open our understanding. Help us to war a good warfare. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen to me very carefully tonight. I pray that the Holy Spirit would deeply open your understanding so that you can understand this huge topic that I'm just scratching the forehead so that we can pray. At a later time, when there is time, and I will now sit on it properly so you understand the deep things in it. The mystery of dark markets. The mystery of dark markets. You better listen very carefully now so that you know where it concerns you and you start to pray. The mystery of dark markets. In Psalm 74, verse 20. Psalm 74, verse 20. Are we there? When you are there, say yes. It says, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. The dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Straight away, you can see that the Bible is telling us that there are dark places on our earth. It's not relevant whether you believe it or not. The Bible says it's there, so it's there. And the Bible now says, in those dark places, what they practice there is cruelty, wickedness. So it doesn't make sense when you say, well, I haven't done anything wrong. I've not offended anybody. I've been very nice to people. I don't know why this is happening to me. No. What they practice there is wickedness. If I take a big stick now and I knock it on your head, and you grab it from my hand and knock it on my head, you are not a wicked person. You are just retaliating. But wickedness is when nobody has done anyone any harm, and they go out of their way to do you harm. Beloved, there are dark places in this earth. What they practice there is wickedness and cruelty of the highest order. The Bible says the place is full of cruelty. In the book of Ezekiel thereof, Ezekiel 27 from verse 3. Ezekiel 27 verse 3. I read very, very quickly from verse 3. And say unto Tyre, O thou that art situated at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many hours. Thus said the Lord God, O Tyre, thou said I'm of perfect beauty. The borders are in the midst of the seas. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy sheep birds of fat, trees of Sinai. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. And now goes on, look at verse 12. Tarshish was thy merchant, by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded in thy fears. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech, they were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in thy market. They traded persons of men. They trade in human beings in this particular market. No wonder Isaiah tells us. Isaiah chapter 52, Isaiah 52, verse 3, tells us these strange words. Isaiah 52:3. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Which market is this that is buying people that the Bible is talking about? And the Bible says you will be bought back. Oh, that market is the market you find in Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, I read from verse 9. Revelation 18 verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, 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 great city Babylon, that mighty city, for 1 hour is her judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buy their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold, of silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, all the time wood, all manners of ivory, all manner of vessels of most precious wood, of brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon and odors, ointments and frankincense, and wine and oil, and fine flour, and wheat and beast, and sheep, and horses, chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. All of them are grouped under merchandise. Now listen carefully. There is a massive amount of spiritual transaction taking place every minute. And there are merchants of darkness around us who trade in very strange articles. There are three spiritual strongholds in the universe. That is the heavens, the earth, and the sea. Those are the three strongholds. That's why the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things underneath the earth. That's why the name covers the three zones. There are three strongholds in the universe. The heavens, the earth, and the sea. There are markets in the three zones. There are terrible markets in the spirit realm, selling off souls, virtues, talents, birthrights, promotion, elevation, goodness, peace, and so on and so forth. Terrible markets indeed. Many human beings now who are the enemies of light, they patronize these markets. It's possible as I'm sitting out here tonight, you might have sold yourself unconsciously. You might have sold yourself even consciously. It's possible they might have forced you to become a commodity in their market. They might have made you to buy materials from their evil markets without your knowledge. There are plenty of materials that are sold in the name of fashion, in the name of jewelry, in the name of all kinds of things that are directly manufactured from this market, and they push them to humankind for sale. One, there is a market in the sea. It is called sea market. The sales are being supervised by marine powers. The sellers in these markets, they are mummy water spirits, mummy spirits, and also men too, who have fish as part of them. Items on sale include beads, jewelry, earrings, nose rings, ear attachment, weave ons, bangles, lipsticks, powder for spread of problems, cross that people hang on their necks, pendants, seductive materials, charms, incense of various kinds, candles of different colors, materials for sacrifices and rituals, human blood, which they use for power, for strength, and for recognition, makeup sets, satanic music, rosary, baby dolls, magic stones. All those are materials they sell. Can you raise up your right hand? Say, satanic influence. Upon my destiny. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic influence upon my destiny. Die by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. In this market, they sell magic stones, magic mirrors, materials to invoke and to conjure things, different oils for different purposes, all kinds of holy water and oil, artificial man-made fingernails, some for fashion, some to just hit them in scratching people's bodies to drink their blood, colorful and transparent linen materials, evil soap, human meat, magical books, mystical books, occultic books. All those are materials they sell under the sea. Different kinds of hairstyle. There is one now, they call it free cup style, which is basically a symbol of a big fish opening its mouth, which the Bible calls Leviathan. People put it on their head. And when they have this hairstyle on, consciously or unconsciously, you begin to suffer from mouth diarrhea, gossip, anger, verbal self-promotion. All these are available under the sea. This may be strange for you to believe, but there are laboratories under the sea producing materials they push out for us to buy. Ah, you may say this is superstition. This is superstition. A lot of human beings are being caged every day by materials from the market in the sea. Those who go to buy materials in this market, they are marine powers, witches, magicians, juju priests, witch doctors, native doctors, occultists, they go there to buy materials. The materials they buy, they now bring it out. And they use them for very wicked assignments to pollute and to trouble mankind. Some of these materials, if you look at them carefully, they have invisible inscriptions which you cannot see unless the Holy Spirit opens your eyes. At least I've seen one before. This was in Ghana. They brought this boy to the meeting. They said he's having epileptic fit. And they prayed for him, did all kinds of things for him. He's been to this bishop, he has been to that pastor, he has been to all over the place. So they brought him for prayers. And the first thing that struck me was the necklace he had on, which has a pendant hanging on it. And I told the mother, remove that thing. And she said, no. She said, that is what he has been wearing since he's a small boy, and that thing has been protecting him from dying. They say, if I take it out, he will die. I said, take it out. She said, well, man of God, I'll take it out, but if anything happens to my son here, you are responsible. So it was taken out. To our surprise, the boy was still standing there, smiling at me. And I said, break this pendant open. A huge stone to break it open. Beloved, inside that thing was a tiny inscription. I love Satan. That's what was written there. Many of these things that people buy and they can't see. By the time the Holy Ghost opens your eyes, you'll find words like, this soul belongs to Lucifer. This one is servant of the dragon. This one is in love with Lucifer. There has even been one before, a woman was wearing it all over the place, and what they wrote there was, I am married to Lucifer. She did not know. And she was wearing this about. When men approach her for marriage, after 1 or 2 weeks, she just gets tired of them and asks them to go. Second one comes, the same thing, asks them to go. By the time she got to number 13 that she chased away, was then the mother brought her here. There was something she was wearing that was pushing people away. Listen to me carefully. If your mother or your father was not born again, or they are into the occult, they are into witchcraft, and they died, if you say you are inheriting any material from them and you are still having it in your house now, you are looking for trouble. Anybody that dies, and it's the lodge members and the Ogbonis who come to bury the person, if you inherit what you have left, you are in trouble. And there are plenty of people who go to church who are into all kinds of lodge society. And it's when I was a small boy in the choir, we went to sing Wake Keeping for one man who is supposed to be a very big man in the church. All of a sudden in the night, these people moved in and chased all of us out. If you are coming to Mountain of Fire and you are still in those kind of society, you are writing a letter to serious trouble unless you repent. The prayers of Mountain of Fire don't match with those things. Not at all. So there are people of the earth who have been polluted by the items on the market in the sea. Many years ago, I prayed for somebody. At the age of 42, she was a virgin. Nobody has ever said, I want to marry you. No husband. 42. We started the prayer. As the prayer got on, said, yeah. Fire, fire, fire. And she began to pull off a ring in her hand. The ring has been so long in her hand, it was so difficult to pull out. Eventually, she pulled off the ring and threw it away. The ring that she had been wearing for years, she didn't know that it was a spiritual wedding ring, which has married her to powers from the marine world. Can you raise up your right hand in anger now and shout this loud and clear? Say, pollutions from the waters, influencing my destiny. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody who needs to pray here seriously tonight. Basa likatanda. In Jesus' name we pray. So the first market is the sea market. But there's another dangerous market again. Another horrible market. That market is operated in the graveyard. We call them cemetery markets or graveyard markets. It is only in the afternoon that the graveyard is quiet. Immediately the hour of the night strikes and the moon comes out. Especially if it's the full moon, a lot of activities will start. A lot of transactions. taking place there. Taking place there. Apart from human beings who go there to do things, there's plenty of spiritual transactions. And this is very sad. The DPO Sabo police station was telling me that they caught a man with 9 heads of human beings. I said, it would be interesting for me to see that fellow. What is he doing with the head? Jumps into the cemetery through the wall, brings out the corpses, cuts off their head. After those who buried them are gone, they will know that the heads of those they buried had vanished. And the man sells them to native doctors, witch doctors, those seeking for all kinds of powers. That kind of man who is jumping to the cemetery to go and physically cut off head is a low trader in the spirit. There are higher traders that patronize cemeteries. The markers in the graveyards, they are patronized by magicians, juju priests, native doctors, the occultists, the spiritualists, the vampires. The traders and sellers are witches and powerful demons and graveyard spirits. The items sold include talisman, different magical formula, charms to turn women's heart. So if the man wears the charms and uses to slap the woman will be talking rubbish and nonsense. I won't know what she's doing again. That's why some women go to marry some people, and then when they now get on the wedding day, their eyes will clear. They say, hey. Say, how did they marry this kind of person? Say, this is serious. And when the man removes his clothes, say, hey, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Too late. There they sell protective rings. They had a cell triangles and circles fashioned for invocation. They had a cell hang crosses. Any cross you hang on your neck that has a hole on the top of it is not the cross on which Jesus died. It's a witchcraft cross called hang. Because there are different kinds of crosses. Once you punch a hole at the top of a cross, it becomes hang, a witchcraft cross. A believer has no reason to wear the cross anyway, because Jesus is no longer on the cross. He is risen and is gone above. There they sell rods, bracelets, all kinds of waistbands, incense of all classes, some special wines, roots, herbs, alligator pepper, human skull, snake and tortoise heads, evil meat for protection, bones of animals, baby toys to confuse children, wooden idols, powder-like substances, demonic and contaminated currencies, money of different countries, special pots that people take home, special knives for magicians, witch doctors, and native doctors, cauldron, the pots. Black pot cauldron that they sell there inside the cemetery. No wonder. At that crusade of Joseph Babalola, when he was asking people to bring their juju for destruction, people were bringing all kinds of juju. If you see the picture, it was like a mountain like this juju. And the man of God set fire on it. A woman came there with her waistband. She threw the waistband into the fire. As the fire was burning, and the woman was rejoicing that she had found Jesus, the waistband jumped out of the fire and said, Abike, this is not our covenant. The man said, yes, it's not our covenant. But Jesus has separated us today. The waistband was still talking when the man of God picked it up again and threw it back into the fire. If as you are sitting down there now, somebody's handbag began to talk, you'll probably never come to church again. Say, yeah! Ah! But here was a waistband talking. Man picked it up, threw it into the fire. After they've walked a few distance, the waistband jumped out again. I said, Abika, well, if you don't want the covenant again, can I have my pot back? Abika said, no problem, I will bring your pot back. That's why Ezekiel said, this city shall not be my cauldron, neither will I become meat inside the pot. That's why I'm decreeing on the life of somebody here today that every cauldron assigned against you to cook your flesh shall swallow the owner, shall swallow the owner, shall swallow the owner, shall swallow the owner, shall swallow the owner,
shall swallow the honor, 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 shall swallow the honor. In the name of Jesus. The grave market is a strange place. Buyers who go there, they chant incantations to make the graves open for them. They have their own special anointing oil. They rub it on their body to conceal their human odor. If not, the graveyard spirits will attack them, because there is a decree that the living has nothing to do with the dead. The people who go there, some of them never come back. They just die. They swallow certain materials just for them to understand the languages of the cemetery. There are terrible things happening around us. No wonder the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The uninitiated or young native doctors, they don't go to the cemetery grave market. Even the young magicians, they follow their boss at the back. They are not allowed to trade there. Anything they want to buy, their boss will buy it and give it to them. Unfortunately, sometimes when they are very handsome and they come to the graveyard, some of those who sell in the market, they will tell their boss, that boy that follow you, I want him. And the boss says, you can have him. Just find this young man, he slept, he never woke up. Not knowing that he has been sold in the market of the cemetery. The items people buy there, they use it for magical practices, for invocation, sacrifices, wicked charms, money magic, to steal, to kill, to destroy, and to hold people in bondage. The most wicked drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh, they are traders in that market. That is why we pray here at the mountain of fire, that any power calling my name from the gate of the grave fall down and die. There's a transaction going on there. There is another market. It is the desert market. The desert market. This is operated in the desert. You find witches, native doctors, and all kinds of occultic people, magicians trading there. They sell all kinds of things there too. Talisman, charms, mirrors, white basins, sand from demonic streams, rope to bind victims, spiritual soaps, magical ink for writing love letters or letters to obtain favor, demonic handkerchief, seductive face powders, dried human parts, knives, blades, sculptures, demonic pictures. And I see some people have some of these pictures in their houses. They don't know. You see, there's some pictures. You see this picture of a young girl or a young boy crying bitterly. Find tears. The picture is a small, a young, innocent-looking girl, a young, innocent-looking boy with tears running down their cheeks. You put it in your house, you are looking for trouble. Put it in your business, you are looking for trouble. All the materials said, there are things the enemy sometimes uses to get access into a believer's lives. It may affect finances, it may affect your health, it may affect your academics. Buyers there are magicians of local grades, but they are very wicked in their souls. Some of them change into birds, desert birds, to go there. If you go to where they sell herbs in the market, if you say you want dried vulture, they will sell it to you. You want the desert birds, it will be sold to you. But the most dangerous market of them all is the market in the second heavens, which is the seat of Lucifer, the most dangerous of all markets. It is not a market for small wickedness. It's attended by top occultists, grand masters, territorial heads of wicked organizations. Buyers who go there, they are warned not to eat oily food for up to 2 weeks before they come. Before they go there, they don't have sex with any woman for 1 or 2 months. And they do not sight corpses for up to 3 weeks. They eat rotten rat, crushed dry fish before they go. And they read all kinds of incantation for protection. Because that second heaven is the headquarters of darkness. The headquarters are so powerful that after Daniel had prayed and the angel of God was bringing his answer, somebody, an angel, stopped the angel bringing that answer at the second heavens. There are 21 implications of this market. 21 implications.
We're getting ready to pray now. This night will be the night of deliverance some people have been seeking for. Implication number one, your blood may be on an altar for sale now, and you don't know. It could have been taken out by a satanic doctor who is trading with blood. Trading with blood. Remember that nursing sister, a member of MFM, who resigned from the hospital she was working because when she saw the chief medical director drinking blood washed from the body of a newly born child. Anytime they wash a newly born baby, the blood, instead of the man to throw the water away, the bloody water, he will pour it into a bottle and keep it in his office. One day, this woman went in without knocking the door. The man was drinking it. She resigned immediately. So, the blood of a person could be on an altar for sale now. I pray. There's anyone here tonight? And anything in your body is presently on an altar for sale in any evil market. Receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. The second implication is that a person's organ, any organ in the body could be polluted. You pollute any organ in the body. Implication number three, the life of a person can be exchanged. Implication number four, children can be exchanged in the womb. Children can even still be looking like what they are looking like, but they have changed that child inside. Implication number five, there could be a bad luck magnet. Something is just bringing bad luck to the person. And you don't know that you have a material from the market. Implication number six, there could be an invisible heavy load upon the head. Seven, there could be burial and manipulation of virtues. Implication number eight, men who are seeking for dominion and wealth could go to this market to acquire power. And when they get to the market, they say, well, what you want here is expensive. You need to donate one member of your family. And they say, well, I donate, madam. That's what many of them do. Now, there could be complete academic and career blockage. I know somebody who took 8 years to get a first degree. After marking her papers, if the marks, everything will disappear. 10. Materials from these markets can de-anoint a person. 11. They can bring satanic surgery and evil injection. 12. There could be fake life, because the correct life has been sold off. 13. There could be spiritual pregnancy. The fact that a scan says that your womb is nice and clean, is empty, does not mean that there is no baby there. 14. There could be circulating serpents in the body. Those kind of circulating serpents are normally bought from this market to use against people. 15. There could be basket hands. 16. Strange voices. 17. Evil summon. 18. Suicidal tendencies. 19. Sexual looseness. Sexual looseness. If you go and buy the underwear from the market, you could be in serious trouble. 20 is hard life. And 21, difficulty in spiritual growth. Those are the implications, 21 implications those markets have for believers. You know, I say, well, how do we deal with this market? Number one, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, you need to sack the buyers and the sellers in that market. Sack them. Three, you need to release the thunder power of God upon the market. Four, you need to delete your name from their register. Delete your name from your register. Five, you need to recover your stolen items. Six, you need to block their access to your life. And seven, you need to barricade your life so that the influence of the markets will not war against you. Tonight, you and I have warfare prayers to pray here. And this is not a day to joke or a day to be a gentleman or a gentlewoman. Rise up on your feet now. If you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now so that you can face this evil market. The Bible said, you have sold yourself for naught. You shall be bought back with nothing. You are here. You are here to surrender your life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. To say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Let's find a way to the altar here. Then we can pray more with you. The first thing I'd like you to do before we start praying is to ask the Lord to forgive you for any situation which might have led to this market influencing your destiny. Ask the Lord to forgive you before we begin to pray now. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet, please. All eyes closed. The first prayer I want you to pray now, those who are here this evening and the smell of death is enveloping you and something used to hook your heart or your chest, or you have had dreams before being forcefully injected, or there is, you know, there is plantation of darkness in your body, you don't know how they got there. This is time to pray. Because as we start these prayers now, whatsoever is the influence of those markets, they begin to jump out. Let the sisters who are here shout this after me loud and clear. Markets of darkness! Sisters, shout it with only anger. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together. I sign against my destiny. Match fire! In the name of Jesus, begin to set the markets ablaze. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. That's right. Somebody's been delivered over there. Just be released. Be released. Be released from the grip of the market anointing. Be released. Be released. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, this next prayer, don't say it doesn't concern you. Pray well. Any power. Any dark power. Using me to trade. Can you shout it loud and clear? Somebody needs to shout this loud and clear. Somebody needs to shout it louder than that. Death! In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be used as a commodity of darkness. I say, Pilakata. Yes, yes, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. The power of God, move. He has been released from their influence. In Jesus' name we pray. If you had a sister here, long time ago, they gave you this egg to swallow. Is the egg from the market you just swallowed. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that egg you have swallowed is broken now. Thank you, Jesus. Every power taking my case to the dark market. Every power taking my case to the dark market. Fall down and die.
In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, fire! Thunder! Of God. Pursue satanic traders. Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Command the fire and thunder of God to begin to pursue them. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Agenda of satanic markets for my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh yes. Bakapotara boshanda. Riboshoponda kaya boshentaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any good thing sold off in my life, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer, we're praying it 7 times. Each time you lift up your voice in this prayer, miracles will bombard your life. Blood of Jesus, arise in violence. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Buy me back. Uh-huh. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and say it. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Buy me back. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 2, open your mouth and pray. Buy me back. Buy me back. Buy me back. Buy me back. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth, number 3, say it again. In the name of Jesus. Buy me back. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 4, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 5. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Number 6, open your mouth and pray. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. For the last time now, open your mouth and pray. Arise in violence. Buy me back. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. That's why Jesus brought you here. What a mighty God we serve. In Jesus' name we pray.
silence now. We have made pronouncements into the three strongholds. It is time now for God's people to be set free completely. And also the freedom power is flowing now from person to person. I want to wait for that to be completed. Yes, you must be released. I don't want to know how long they have been tormenting you. Released. Now, anything that you have put in your body that is from the market of darkness, I command them to depart from your life. Say, my virtues. Shout it loud. Jump out of satanic market. Shout it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Pata Satandayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting tonight and you followed a native doctor, a white garment prophet, or a satanist to the cemetery for any magic or fetish matter, find a way to this altar and bear your knees and pray the way you have never prayed before. Don't joke with this prayer. Tonight will be your night if you can pray with fire and with power. Also, if you're in this meeting tonight, you were made to do something with a coffin. Find a way to the altar and be on your knees. Everybody will shout this with boiling anger. Those of you at the front, pray the way you've never prayed before. Everybody shout this loud and clear. Graveyard authorities. Assign against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. 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 Bakate sapa. Balikaton darabo senta. Bakato palikata. Rabo bokabo senta. In Jesus' name we pray. Something has been taken out from the head, from the breast, or from the womb of somebody at the frontier. It's coming out. Yes. Father, I pray for your children here at the altar. At every influence of graveyard markets, graveyard transactions upon their lives, I cancel it now. I cancel it now. I cancel it now. I cancel it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, let your yoke-breaking power break every yoke upon their lives now. All this sluggishness, breakthrough, abortion that you have been experiencing, the end has come to you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has set you free. Thank you, Jesus. If you are that person, you were asked to put your clothes in a coffin, or they ask you to lie inside a coffin, come back and remain on your knees where you are. They ask you to put your clothes in the coffin, or you yourself, you You were lying inside the coffin on the way back to the altar. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Please say it with all your heart. Anything stolen from my life and sold in satanic market. Shout it with boiling anger. I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, shake your head. Shake it vigorously. Don't be afraid. Even if you are having headache, don't be afraid. Shake it. That's right. The power of God is coming upon you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. The power of the graveyard is canceled now. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released right now. Father, let your fire set your people free. Let them experience the deliverance power of Jehovah. Beginning from today, every coughing spirit harassing you is bound and cast out. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You go back to your seat rejoicing. The hand of God has set you free today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, dark market influencing my father's house. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Oh, Satali Kata. In Jesus' name we pray. Pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Great is the God. How great is this God. How great is Amen. A louder amen. As you have decreed in your mouth tonight, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. And I share the grace in fellowship.